Log Talk Radio.
Hey, there you go.
At a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and dig it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long, me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said, you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Wow. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
People, good evening. Chris Chadwick in the house. It's time to talk some smoke. Barbecue, barbecue, barbecue is what we're talking about tonight. We just have a good time right here on the Let's Talk Smoke show. Let's get hog wild. Hell yeah. Big barbecue superstars. Hell yeah. We're going to have a good show tonight. I'm glad everybody listening in. I welcome everybody to call in 347-202-0263. That is the same barbecue number every night of the week, every week. The one, the only, 347-202-0263. Pick that phone up tonight. Don't be shy. Just don't listen in. Call in. Give us a big hell yeah. Talk to us. Questions, whatever. Let's just rock it out tonight. We are going to talk barbecue. We've got, of course, we've got the Q crew that always calls in, second half of the show. We've got special guests calling in. We're going to have Danny Kugel, Pit Bulls Up in Smoke. That's a big hell yeah. We're going to have Danny in the house tonight, too. So I'm just fired up, ready to have a big old show. And we want to start off the show by thanking everybody that listens in, everybody that calls in. We've got to give a big shout out to all our sponsors. Without sponsors, you know how hard it is, guys, out there in the competition trail, cooking every weekend. Sponsors are a big, big benefit. You know, we help them, they help us. That's what it's all about. So without further ado, we're going to give a shout out to BBQSuperstars.com. They have a great show, Barbecue Network, BBQSuperstars.com. They have a shop zone on it. It is jam-packed full of information. The shop zone has tons and tons of anything you need, everything you want. It's right there on BBQSuperstars.com. Also, a big shout-out, Green Mountain Grills. Hey, guys, I never knew what a pellet cooker was until I got a hold of this Daniel Boone Green Mountain Grill. Let me tell you, it helps a whole lot. When you're used to that old-fashioned stick burner, staying up with it all night, those pellet cookers will get you some sleep. They will put out a good product. GreenMountainGrills.com. I urge you to check them out. You won't be disappointed. It is a great addition to any cook team, any backyard cook, any patio pitmaster. Go to GreenMountainGrills.com and check them out. You will not be sorry. That Daniel Boone is the machine. GreenMountainGrill.com. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Grill Great. That's GrillGrate.com. MeatRake.com. Also, some great little utensils right there, meat rakes. They're just bad to the bone. They will pull that meat right off the bone, let me tell you. Need I say more about Grill Great, Meat Rake? They are awesome products. Check them out. Of course, GrillGrate.com, MeatRake.com. A big shout out to Blues Hawk Barbecue Sauce, Mr. Bill Arnold. He is always in our thoughts. He is in prayers. He's a great guy. Wishing the best every day. He has an awesome product. Check out Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. We want to give a shout-out to Danny Kugel. He has got an awesome barbecue school. That is Pit Bulls Up in Smoke Barbecue School. I'm sure we will talk about that tonight. Might even give special listeners in. Give him maybe, you never know what he's going to do. It's going to be crazy tonight. So be sure to check that out. Listen in. We've got always got some awesome tales to tell, awesome techniques to talk, awesome cooks to talk about. So be sure to check that out. Also, we want to give a big shout out to Junior Rest. Rub for Grub. That is a dynamite rub, people. If you've not tried it yet, get in touch with Junior Rest. Up in Smoke, Rub for Grub. You can find him on Facebook.com. You can get in touch with him. If you can't, I can hook you up with him. So, Junior Reyes up in Smoke is his team name. Rub for Grub is his product. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Meat Rake, Grill Great, Rub for Grub, Barbecue Superstars, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Danny Kugel's Pit Bulls Up in Smoke Barbecue School. We can't forget Maverick Industries, MaverickHousewares.com. They have got some dynamite barbecue accessories. Look them up. Check them out. Facebook.com. It doesn't matter. Get in touch with them. Get you a PT100BBQ. That is a dynamite little power temp. It's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful piece of equipment. Without further ado, I am going to cue some callers in. We have got a special guest right here. We're going to welcome him to the show. Everybody give it up for Mr. Danny Kugel. Pit Bulls Up in Smoke. He is going live with us as soon as we get him queued in. And we'll welcome him to the show. Danny, you are live with us right about now. Welcome to the show, brother. How's it going tonight?
Hey, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I am great. I am great. As always, loving talking barbecue. Got my friends on the line. We're talking what we love to do. Can't get no better than that.
Man, I don't know what happened last week. I got caught up here. I had ribs on, butts on, chicken on. We had a catering thing. We had a truck loading up, getting stuff out, and it just slipped my mind. I can always take a half an hour out of my day for you. Trust me on this. That just slipped my mind. I forgot all about it until that night when you sent me a message.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I had a dentist appointment yesterday morning that I forgot about until she called me when it was time to be there. So, I mean, I know how it works, and it happens that way. And hey, what we do is we just make up and keep going and keep doing it. And you're here right now, and that's all that matters, and we're going to have a great time tonight.
So what you want to talk about?
So what's going on? Tell us something new. How's everything going? Are you cooking all the time? You've got your restaurant up and going? You're catering?
Yeah, man, we've got the restaurant up and going. We got the draw for the Jack. So we're putting together, we've got our team together for the Jack. They're going to roll in there, and I'll be cooking with them, and they're picking me up in Atlanta. We've got, the restaurant's up and rolling. I'm sitting right here watching the waves lap against the black sand beach down here in Kalapana on the Big Island of Hawaii. We had a big biker gang in here just a little while. Not a biker gang, a biker group. I shouldn't say gang.
Right, right.
No such thing, but a bunch of fellas that ride motorcycles, Harleys. They came in and cleaned us out every damn sandwich we had. And so we got some other stuff. We're pulling pork right now for tonight.
That's awesome. That's what you want.
You know, it's only
1
o'clock here, you know.
You're out of barbecue and ready to pull some more right now. 1 o'clock lunchtime, it is on. Man, just do it to it. That's all I'm saying. I'm proud for you. That's what it's all about, putting that product out and everybody enjoy it.
Yeah, this is a great place to get your pork on, for sure.
Hell yeah. So we're coming to the Jack. Can't wait. I'm gonna make a trip to the Jack just to hang out and meet everybody and shig a little and just have a big time is what I'm planning on doing.
Oh, you can shig all you want for me. How's that barbecue school class that you've got?
Man, I love it. I love the school. I go back to it. And, you know, I tell everybody about it. I try to spread the word like I always do. You know, it's just I enjoy watching it. Every time you watch it, you pick up something a little different, you know, just like the cleaver, you know, the little cleaver secret on the chicken, just all types of different little things, you know, that people need, and they need to get in touch with you, get set up on this school, I mean, because it's just something you need to know. A lot of people that just don't know it, you know. I mean, it's going to help the beginner. It's going to help the novice. It's going to help the expert. I mean, it's a great, great school. And I'm not
when I cooked at the Barbecue Pitmaster show, and I cooked that show, and turned in my brisket box. Myron and Tuffy, they looked at my box and they looked at the way I lined up the brisket slices.
Right.
I set
right.
them in there diagonal from each other, and they were crisscrossing each other coming forward in the box. Tuffy looked at that box. Of course, it's not on the ear, but he looked at that box and he said, "Hell, Danny, I ain't never seen a box like this before." And I was like, "Well, there you go." There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things in that school.
Cool.
That if you watch it over and over again, you're going to catch stuff. It's like a gift that keeps on giving. Me and Daryl, we spent, I don't know, we probably spent them all together probably 4 weeks shooting stuff for that school and did it in a controlled environment and then took and went to a contest and shot at a contest, which I won grand at down in Columbus last year. So exactly what I did to win grand is in that class.
I'm telling you, I knew you were on the barbecue trail. I knew you'd pulled out a grand, and Daryl did a great job shooting this video. You know, just got you right in. I mean, it's just clean. It's down to everything with even, you know, your box prep, how she fixes that box prep, how that box preps that box and gets it ready to go, the garnish. I mean, it's detailed in every aspect. You got chicken, you got brisket, you got ribs, and you've got, you know, your pork. So, I mean, you cover all the categories. You've got recipes. And I mean, it's just full of information. And
and you got low and slow, and you got hot and fast. And I like cooking both ways. I like cooking my briskets hot and fast. My chicken, you know, medium speed, about 150, 200 degrees, 250, and then you got 275, and you got you know, low and slow. So it works out both ways.
Well, I tell you what, I cooked chicken pretty much down to the T, like the process you use in your online barbecue school. Down to the T, and I mean, I'm telling you, it was moist. The skin was bite through. I mean, every piece. I mean, I did, and I'm going to tell you, I went overboard. I just didn't do 12 thighs. I did 24 thighs. And I tell you,
they were gone.
They were just money, I'm telling you. And every time I cooked, every time...
I'll tell you something. I will let all the listeners know a little trick now. When it comes to chicken and ribs and brisket and pork, now the brisket and pork's one thing, but the chicken and ribs, what I recommend they do is they do practice runs in their oven.
Right.
Now, in the oven, you'll get a plus or minus 5 to 10 degrees, but you'll come out basically where you need to be, because once you get it dialed in and you get the process down, okay, then you take and you move it over to your smoker. Now, I've had a couple of fellas call me and say, well, I'm using a stick burner made by this fella or that fella or whatever.
Right.
I just can't seem to get it right. They're overdone. They're over this. And I'm using your exact product. And I say to them, I said, have you calibrated your smoker yet? And they go, what the heck do you mean by that? I said, have you calibrated the gauges? They go, no, I don't know. What you mean? I go, well, what you need to do is borrow a guru from somebody, plug it in, attach it to the interior, and set it for whatever your target temperature is, say 250. And then get your smoker up to where the gauges are saying 250 on the smoker. And then see if you're actually at 250 inside your smoker.
Yeah.
And usually you'll be about 25 to 30 degrees off. And then once they do that, they call me back and they go, my gosh, what a difference that made. Now when it's sitting at 300 degrees, I put a little mark right there. Now I know that that's 250, or, you know, vice versa. You know, sometimes they run a little cold in certain spots.
That's right.
And I tell them, I said, look, you take yourself some get yourself some biscuits and put three of them in the front, three of them in the middle, and three of them in the rear, and crank it up to 250 after it's been calibrated, and you find out where your hot spots are at. So
there
now you
go.
Know where you're cooking hot and where you're cooking cold, so you can put your chicken, you can move that in to your hot spot because you want to get them done quick, and you can keep and hold your ribs. If you got your ribs on, you put them in the cool spot that spots 10 degrees off, and you got something else on the front end. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. You've got to know your cooker. Regardless, you've got to know your cooker. The calibrating is just. I work with electrical meters and, you know, ohm meters, voltage meters. You want to calibrate that stuff before you use it every time. You know, same way, same principle with your pit. And which naturally, the right side, if your hot box is on the right side, it's going to be hotter than the left side, you know, and it's hotter in the
top than it is in the bottom.
And
I love thermal pans, and I love thermal works, and that's all I use is thermal works when I'm cooking.
Right.
And they are true, they stay true, they work well, I've never had a problem with them. In fact, I've got thermal work gauges and thermometers, you know, digital thermometers that I use to cook with. For the past 4 or 5 years, I'm using the same ones now in Hawaii. And, I mean, they're great. You just replace the probes every now and then, which you have to do because they get caught in the door or, you know, something will happen to them.
Sure.
But that's a great product, you know.
It is. Thermal Pan's a real nice
product. They're not my sponsor, and they're not paying me. They don't give me nothing, and they charge me just as much as they charge everybody else for their product. But I'm just letting people know what I use and what I believe in. I tell you, that's a great product.
They are nice, and you can get them in many different flavors, so to speak.
Yes,
sir. You can get them set up. You can get them jazzed up. Team logos. I mean, I've seen some of your own personal team logos on them. You can do anything. Very versatile, you know. So,
you know, there's a fellow on my website that does those team logos.
Uh-huh.
They go to the Pit Bulls Up in Smoke website and go to the the store page. I don't make anything on them. I just do this for him to help him out. But
right.
you click on his link and it'll take you straight to his website, and you can send him your artwork, and he'll put something together that you can put right over your thermal pen. I've got one here he did for Pitbulls Up in Smoke that looks great. It's still on there, and it's been on there for the past, I don't know, 2 years. And again, I don't make anything on these. I did it to help him out because he was starting out in barbecue, and I've always liked helping people that are starting out in barbecue. And if they can make a dollar off my website, it don't cost me nothing. I mean, I'm all right with that.
I hear you. You know, it's bottom line, we're 100% barbecue. We want to support it. You know, if we can help somebody and they can make some money on it, well, you know, hell yeah, I'm all for that, because everybody needs to make money to make a living to pay their bills, bottom line. And I don't begrudge somebody that, you know, and that's just the way it is. And, you know, just like on the show, we get it out there and we try to spread the word and just keep on keeping on. You know, we've been doing this a little over a year, and I'm just a small cook, lives in a small town, but I have a great time, and we just love to cook barbecue and talk and be around everybody that does it. You know, it's just the barbecue family, and that's the way we roll around here. So we're just going to keep on doing it and supporting it and having a big time. And
so one of the tricks to getting dialed in on your chicken and your ribs is doing the process, you know, whoever you learn it from, but I prefer that you get Pitbulls Up and Smoke BBQ School and do it. But you go in the oven and do the whole process in the oven, because it's a hell of a lot cheaper and it's a lot quicker.
Right.
And you can do three or four batches of chicken in there, and if you're not using my rub, you might be by using smoking guns, or you might be using, you know, some sauce from Blue's Hog, like good old Blue's Hog sauce, you know, and you might want to jazz that sauce up with a little bit of apple juice, and try it one time with a batch of chicken in the oven, or you might want to jazz it up with a little bit of vinegar or something, and throw it in the oven and try it. But the quickest way and the easiest way to try your cook and your process is in the oven, and then take it to your smoker, and dial it, you know, and then you're pretty much dialed in on your smoker by that point.
Right. You've got your smoker down, which the pit I usually use, the pit I do use, that I've always used, it's just an old, I built it, it's old-fashioned stick burner. We burn hickory slab in it, and it cooks pretty good. I mean, I just really have a good success with it, and it's a lot of work, and you can't leave it. You can't leave it too many hours unattended, but I mean, I'm telling you, we can cook 2 bites on it, or we can cook 20 on it.
I'm probably going to be cooking more than likely on a Lang 84 at the Jack.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah, I got no problem. I started out with a Lang 84. I won contests for the Lang 84. I got a whole bunch of damn top five wins at Lang 84, and Lang 84 is the first smoker I started cooking with, and I tell you, If you're gonna get into barbecue and you're gonna get into being a competitor in barbecue,
right.
You know, me personally, I've always recommended people to start out with a good quality, high quality stick burner, like a Lang, or one of those others. But I tell you, because I'll tell you something, that stick burner will make you fit master.
It will.
You'll understand smoke, you'll understand fire, and you'll understand
That's right. That's right. I'm telling you, you're right on the money with that statement, because once you get that stick burner mastered, you will be able to cook on anything else out there.
Anything. It doesn't matter what they throw at you.
That's right. I mean, a good cook can cook on anything. He can cook anything and cook it on anything. I mean, just adapt and overcome and make it happen. I firmly believe that, too. I was cooking in my charcoal chimney. Charcoal chimney, yeah. And I put a pan over it and had to sear some stuff, and I cooked it on my charcoal chimney while I had my pit going. I didn't have any other thing. So we just make something work. We'll light a fire and make it happen. But... That school is very informative. I mean, I was,
I catch myself, I get in bed, and I'll turn that laptop on, and I'll kick it on and just start watching, and then I'll stop it and then start watching some more or watch it again. And, you know, chicken is very insightful. It all gives you a good insight. I mean, anybody that's listening tonight, and, I mean, in about every show we do, we always bring up pit bulls up in Smoke Barbecue School, tell them a little about it. You know, you run it super special not long ago, Labor Day special. You extended that. I know you had some great response out of that. And it's just good product, good techniques, and it's hard, you know, it can't be nothing but good when it's good. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I was thinking about doing, quite frankly, is taking that class, actually, and just making it just dropping the price to 150 and keeping it there, because there's a lot of people out there I noticed that would email me or page me or call me on the site, because my number's on there, and say, hey, Danny, you know, I can't afford to get it this week, can I get it next week? So
right.
I don't know how long I'm going to run this special for. I had a situation come up with my kids, and, you know, I'm a poor man, Danny. I can't afford it right now, but I'd like to get it, you know, but I just had to pay for my youngin's tonsils to get pulled or something. And I said, you know, and I laid back in bed the other night, I was thinking, you know, there's a lot of guys out there in barbecue that don't have the resources that, say, me or any of the other big teams used to have, you know, with sponsors and
right.
money and whatnot, that it could afford to go out and spend $750 to take a class. And I believe in taking classes now. If I was still out there on the thing, I would have taken one this year. And just to brush me up, or maybe catch a little something new, or
right,
brush me up,
right.
And I can say, you know what, that's a damn good idea. But you know what, he didn't think of doing this. And
improve
on that idea. So I believe in taking classes, and I would take one once a year. And if I didn't take a class, like a class, I would hang out with, say, someone like Q-Al from Mike. And
right.
Mike, look, I'm having a problem with my pork. I need to do this, and I'll tell you what, I'll give you $150 to sort this out for me. And while I'm cooking my contest, I'd spend time with him, and we'd talk, and we'd discuss one pitmaster to another how to fix my problem.
Right.
And then you know what? It would be fixed.
Yeah.
You know, and I've done that with Tuffy. I've done that with Myron. I've done that with Mike. I've done that with, you know, all the big boys, and you know, and you make a relationship, you make friends, and then you say, look, I got $150. I don't expect you to give me nothing because you earned it, but I'm having a
right.
problem, say, with my ribs, you know, and a simple little thing like adding an extra half an hour to your rib cook. Try adding a half an hour to your rib cook, Danny. That way you got that extra half an hour to go a little longer, or you can pull it and hold it. You know, a simple little suggestion like that made all the difference with my ribs.
Right.
Because everything else
I know. It's just,
you know,
like on ribs.
Surprise.
You're right. On ribs, I can't tell you how many times we needed 30 more minutes, or in some cases we didn't pull them and hold them quick enough, and we overcooked them. I mean, it just happens. And, you know, and you've got that broke down on the school. You've got those times, wrote, you know, those time charts.
Spreadsheets.
I mean, it's just very informative. It sure is. And I do recommend it. I recommended it to a good friend of mine yesterday that I hadn't seen in a while that had come in. And
well, you know, getting back to dropping that the cost of the school, I'm thinking about, and I mean, a lot of people, you know, a lot of guys out there, backyarders, and they don't want to go out and spend $750 to take a class, or
right.
even $400 for an online class. I'm thinking about just getting back to $150 and keeping it there, you know, for
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You know, for the
yeah, that
guy,
would be awesome.
Know?
Yeah,
a lot of the fellows used to call me the people's champion, because I was always out there helping people in the backyard and helping lots of. I mean, hell, I'd help anybody. I didn't care. But
right,
I'm thinking that we get that thing dialed back to about 150 or maybe 200. It'd be more affordable for the backyard guys, where they could get out there and start cooking like a pro in backyard.
Man, that's awesome.
You know,
I mean, I think that's
oh,
just
yeah.
going to. That's just going to set it off. Yeah. You know, because I understand there's a lot of guys out there, you know, they have trouble paying that $200, $250 entry fee to go cook. And it's hard, you know, this day and time it's tough. And then, but you're offering such an awesome class and going to drop
it down.
Yeah, it
would be cheaper than the entry fee. And I got news for you. If a backyard team was to take them by that class, $450, and go out and cook that class, cook it. I mean, cook exactly that. Not what they think they want to do, get rid of all their bad habits and do exactly what's there, follow the spreadsheet, and do exactly what's there, they will come in first. And and it's been proven. Smoke and Thunder went out there. My friend Rick Hachi, he went out there and last year, and he took first place in every category.
Man,
first time cooking the class, first place in every category. And
that just goes to
and
show
it's been
you
done
what
before. I mean, he's not the only one that's done that, but in backyard, you know, cooking like a pro in backyard. I tell you, it definitely changed the face of barbecue. I guarantee.
I know it will. It will. And then that's like I say, it's just so informative.
We have had
callers right now. I've had to reboot my board. Just guys, y'all just hang on. We've had several callers call in. We do usually the first part of the show get a lot of the sponsors out of the way, tell them what's going on. We just come right into the show with you. Danny Kugel, Pitbulls Up in Smoke, live with us in the house tonight. Just bear with me a few minutes. We're going to make this board come back up. It's never a show that we don't have a little challenge. It keeps us on our toes. We have a little challenge. That's just how it works, you know. It just keeps us fresh. But
let's keep it positive, but let's keep it light, let's keep it fun.
That's how we roll around here. We do keep it positive. We don't talk any smack. We talk a little fun smack, but we don't talk any bad smack. We keep it good on this show. That's a fact.
I won't get rough. Don't worry.
Oh, that's all right. We got some big boys in the class here. What's his name says? Well, he says, "How big a boy are you?" But this old board, I tell you what, sometimes we never know. This Blog Talk Radio is an awesome site. They've got thousands of shows going on all the time. We have just got callers running crazy right now. But sometimes it doesn't want to respond. And if it doesn't, we just turn it off and turn it back on and roll a little more. So that's what we'll do. And we'll take some callers in here in just a minute. And we just got to reboot this board. And so you go into the Jag, that's just here coming up, what, October what? November?
Yeah, October, the last week of October.
Last week of October, that's what I was thinking. It was the last week of October right before, yep. And how many teams do you know what kind of
Well, they told me that it's the 25th anniversary. So they got teams coming from Europe, Australia, all over the place, and Africa, I guess. So they got all these extra teams. Plus, you got the 52 teams from the U.S. And
right.
then you got your automatic entries that you know win stuff here and there. Like the Royal or something like that, and then
right.
So, you know, it's gonna be big. 25th year anniversary of the Jack Daniel's World Championship Invitational. We're talking about here, you know, the biggest.
It's the biggest
event in the world.
You got it. It is, and it is just gonna be. I mean, the excitement is in the air. The smoke is filling the whole place. I mean, you got teams. Rolling in there big, fixed up, pits fired up. I mean, any kind of pit you'd want to see. Everybody's willing to talk to you. You know, of course, people have to understand, most people in the barbecue community know, you go to a competition, anybody will speak to you and talk to you for just a minute, but they don't have time to sit there and talk an hour or 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, because when you get to a cook, it's time to get it on, it's time to rock and roll. I mean, you got to get serious, and it just takes a little while.
You know, I quit drinking back in January.
Uh-huh.
I haven't had a drink since January.
So really?
I quit drinking a long time ago, and it figures that, you know, I quit drinking and I get to draw a jack. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe you can put a little in your sauce, spice that sauce up a little bit. I'm going
straight up with Pit Bulls Up and Smoke sauce. The recipe that I gave them fellas in our school is exactly what I'll be using there. I ain't changing nothing.
I hear you.
It's a winning combination. There ain't no reason to change something just because you're cooking the jack or the royal or anything. I tried that once, and I paid the consequences.
It bites you, doesn't it? It comes back and bites you in the butt.
You got to go with what got you successful. Just because you're cooking a big event don't mean nothing. You're still cooking for the same judges. They're looking for the same thing, and you got to stay in that Goldilocks zone. You got to be able to appeal to more judges overall than just a handful of judges. And that's what I worked on with Pit Bulls Up and Smoke with the barbecue school. And my cooking technique, basically, it appeals to more judges overall than just a handful. So it's
right.
Not too spicy, it's not too sweet, it's not too this, it's not too that, it's just right.
Well, that's what you want. I mean, that's what you want. And, you know, that finding that sweet spot of not too hot and not too sweet is a... It's hard to do. It takes experience and years of cooking to do that. And
it takes a lot of practice. I can tell you that.
It sure does. It sure does. Well, let's see. We've got the board back up. We've got it lit up again. Let's get this caller in right here. They have been patiently waiting. And let's welcome them to the show. This board is acting kind of crazy, but we're making it work. Caller 573-233, you're live with us. Who we got?
Kobe Arch, what's up?
Kobe Archie. Welcome, Kobe Archie. How you doing tonight, brother?
Oh, not bad.
Hey, Toby, how you doing?
Daughter. Good, Danny. How are you?
Can't complain, my friend.
Eating Hawaiian food out there?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm loaded up with Hawaiian food. I've lost, and I'm down at 225 right now. I came to Hawaii at 250.
Magnum P.I. style.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
eat a lot of... A lot of fruits and a lot of vegetables there.
Well,
I've
never
been
there.
I haven't either.
Well, Toby, you got a question for me?
I got a question? Let's see.
Yeah, you got a question for me?
Here's some questions,
let's
brother.
See.
Danny's going to go back to the jack. Go to the jack.
How many times have I been to the Jack?
Yeah.
First time, right?
Yeah, this is my first time at the Jack.
All right. Okay. Well, I wasn't for sure. Well, congratulations on my big call.
That's my question is going to do with. What's going to be the most exciting thing that you can't wait to do when you get to the Jack?
The most exciting thing, I think, is going to be sitting there waiting for my name to get called last.
Other than that,
I really don't know. The Jack to me is, I'm going to work. I'm going to win, and I guess meeting all my friends. I haven't seen a lot of them boys. I'm going to be sitting there, up there next to, Sarah Grillers, good friends of mine, Mark and Moses. I got 422. There, he's going to be sitting right there next to me. A lot of them guys, I haven't seen in a long time. I'm going to get to see Tuffy again, and more likely Myron will be there. So I'll be able to go over there and have me some Kool-Aid with them and hang out. But I think really just seeing all my old friends and having some laughs.
Have you ever been there, period? I mean, hung out
been there.
At all? You have
been
there?
I've never been there. I've never been to the refinery.
Yeah, I knew you never cooked. I didn't know if you'd ever been there or not, but we went last year, and it was a real nice, laid-back place. I mean, it was, the holler is nice. I mean, the people's nice, just everything just really went good together. I mean, it was
awesome.
It's a nice place.
I'm looking forward to going up there and getting my feet wet, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited about going. You know, last year, Kobe and Cody both went down, and I was going to meet them down there, but I was supposed to go with Bill Arnold. And we were going to take a pit down there, so he was going to do some kind of demonstration or something. And one thing led to another, and I kept waiting, and they said, come on, you can ride with us. I said, well, I'm late my bills, you know, I need to wait on it. And he had an accident, and I didn't know it, and, you know, we wound up missing it. And Cody and Kobe went down there, and had a big time, and I was proud of them guys to go down there. But this year, I'm planning on going. And, Kobe, you planning on rolling back down this year? I don't know if we lost him or not. There you are. I said, are you planning on going down to the Jack this year just to hang and just go check it all out again? Or
yeah, I'm going to the Jack this year.
Are you?
I don't know if I'm going. Can you hear me? I don't know if I'm going by myself or somebody's going with me or what, but yeah, I'm coming. I'm off that weekend, so.
Good. Well, I'm going too. We'll definitely be there and hook up together and have a big time. I'm going. Not like that old proverbial saying, hell or high water. I'm going this year.
It'll be interesting this year.
Yeah, it sure will. Now you going? Are you going to go cook tunica this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be in tunica this weekend.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Wish you the very best, that cook. I hope you win a bunch of money.
Be some good teams there, and sounds like it's gonna be a pretty good time. So I don't know. Yeah. First time I've been there. First time KCBS has ever been there. It's always been an NBN event. Last year we almost went and did the NBN down there, and I think we went to Pine Bluff, Arkansas, or something, and then cooked down there.
Y'all went down there. That's when you went down to Scott Casey's spot, wasn't it? Down at that that cook.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they wanted a whole bunch of money to get in down there for the NBN. KCBS was $400, but the NBN was, we was going to have about $600 just in entry fees just to go down there and cook ribs. So.
Goodness.
Really? Man. Well, I tell you what, I don't have
ribs. I wonder what the paying out on the grand on that.
$25,000. The grand's $5,000.
Well, $600 to win $25,000, that ain't a bad investment.
No, it only pays out $5,000 at the grand. But, I mean, it pays out five top finishes, and it pays out top 15 in each spot. So, yeah, I mean, that's a good deal.
I think there's going to be what I heard. I talked to Andy Allen last night at Southern Crump, and I think he said 43 teams is what he had heard so far.
I don't know. Cody said they sent out a list. I didn't ever get one. But he said there was over 50 teams. So.
Really? Okay. Okay, well.
That looked like a pitmaster reunion.
Well, yeah. I'm sure it will be. You know, everybody's in it. You know, that is one way to get a competition and draw teams. Bottom line is have a big old cash payout. That's going to draw them every time. I mean, there's no secret to that. If you've got a $15,000, $20,000 payout, the teams will come.
You know, we need to have is a Pitmasters only damn contest. You know, get out there with our Pitmasters shirts on and beat together and let the rough end drag.
Yeah,
that's
maybe
right.
They'll do one season.
That'd be fun. I don't know where all that static is coming from. Are you?
That's me. Hold on a second.
All right.
But, yeah, that definitely
new
be fun.
The new buzz right now is Travel Channel's putting together some type of new show. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's called. But I did send an entry in, and I told them, you know, I sent an entry in and did a Skype interview yesterday. So who knows? Well, you know, I don't know what it is, but I applied to there was a smoke roll in it, so who knows? Hopefully we'll get a shot anyhow.
Well, you never know unless you try.
I'm telling you, well, I'm surrounded by all you movie stars. You know, y'all all been on TV. And
ain't no movie stars over here.
Yeah, movie stars.
We love to do. We just
look
to barbecue.
I hear you. I'm the same way. You know, we have a big time. If we cook it against 10 teams or 100, it don't matter. We're going to go have a good time. We're going to cook. We're going to enjoy ourselves and do our best. And that's just what it's about. Toby, is that still? Let's see if I can get. There's no way I can get any of that out. Let's see. Let me refresh it for it. That might help some of that. Hang on a minute. Let's see if we can get that. I tell you what, it's just not acting up. It's acting, but we'll make it work. But Danny, yeah, I tell you what, they've got a big cook in Tunica this weekend. We're actually having a competition there about 40 miles here from where I live at Paris Landing, right there on the river. Called the Boss Hoss Burnout. Have you ever heard of a Boss Hoss motorcycle?
I have not.
Man, I tell you what, you just type in Boss Hoss motorcycle on Google or search that bad boy, and that is a monster. It is a motorcycle with a Chevy V8 on it. I'm telling you, it has a lot of ass to it. And, you know, they've got fabbed out 57 Chevy rear ends on them with, like, the trucks. And, I mean, they're a monstrous machine. Well, they have this burnout every year, and these guys come in from all over the country pulling them in. They all get them out. They all show them off. You know, they're wiping them down like a big old classic car show, but it's a Boss Hoss burnout motorcycle show. Well, there's a barbecue competition that goes hand in hand with it, and we're going up. We're going to cook on the lake. We'll be, I mean, walking distance, probably a block from the lake, and just have a good time. Maybe we'll get us a call. I'm gonna do my best to get a call or two in it. That's for sure.
Right. It sounds like big fun.
Oh, it will be. It'll be a great show. You know, in this area, you know, most of our cooks are going to be 20. It's going to be anywhere from 15 to 25 teams. You know, that's just what it is around this area. Like Tupelo, I'm excited about going back to Tupelo. Are you going to be there this year?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Tupelo, Mississippi. I went to Tupelo, Mississippi last year. Got a 180 in brisket. Took reserve grand.
I know.
Broke down on damn, I forget the name of that damn road. Broke down there. I had my sidekick, Chris, was with me. And I got so dang aggravated with that damn truck. I went and sat down in the back in the trailer on top of a cooler and cracked open a cold one and handed him my credit card. And I said, "You figured out how to fix this shit." And he did, by golly. He took off. He kept going back and forth. Some fellow picked him up and ran him around to different places and whatnot, picking up all kinds of parts, and they put it on there. And we finally got towed over to a record place and got it in there, and we got over to Tupelo that night real late. And we did just in time to get our meat inspected in the morning. And but I'll tell you what, I'll never forget that. I just sat down on that cooler, and I handed him my credit card, and I said, "Do whatever you got to do to get this on me fixed." And I just gave up. I was, like, pissed off. Well, I was mad at him.
I remember. I was down from you a few. I was down at the end, and Rebecca had rolled in, and that. And I think it was, what was it, a coupe? Was it a coupe Jag?
Yeah, we had
the old XJX. Jaguar.
Yep.
Coupe Jag. I said, "Man, I sure would like a kick car for a spin." She said, "Hell, Mom, you ain't." Oh, mercy. But see, that's what I'm talking about. You know, just like us talking right now, we're talking about all these cooks that's coming up, all these cooks we've been at. You know, we really didn't know each other, but we still carried on conversation and kind of met, and just that's what it goes. That's what it takes. Barbecue brings a lot of different types of people from all over the country together. That's what I really love about it. You know, I'm a big talker anyhow. And, man, I don't meet a stranger. And in the barbecue competition, you sure ain't going to meet a stranger. That's a fact.
No, I've never met a stranger, period, whether it's barbecue or not. I get along with everyone.
Well, I hear you. Me either.
I like, you know what I really like? I love to compete, but one of my favorite things about competition barbecue is going out on Friday afternoon after all my stuff's done and going over to the backyard side and walking through there and seeing the team that's scratching their head trying to figure out which end of the damn ribs to cut or what side of do I cut them down the bone side or do I go through the meat side to trim these ribs or what the heck do I do? I know you've got about five or six guys standing around there. Ain't never seen a damn rack of ribs. And I step in there and I say, look here, I'm going to show you how to do this, and I'm going to put together a timeline for you, and I'm going to tell you what you need to do step by step, and you tell me how you do at the end. And usually they get a call, but usually top five in the backyard, and they come over and shake me and everything. And, you know, when they win like that, it's like one of the best feelings in the world when you go out and you just meet somebody and you spend an hour with them and they do what you tell them. And they succeed, and they're so damn happy, it just makes you happy, you know?
Right. I understand that. I do.
I love doing that. I did that. I would do that at every damn contest I went to. I'd go out. It was one of them things that I did, and I'd go out there, and I'd do that. And I'd go around, and I'd shake everybody's damn hand and welcome them.
Right.
Let them know that if they needed anything, to let me know on Friday and Thursday. So. Yeah, meeting people and making friends and hanging out, that's what it's all about.
It is. Just like my daughter's downstairs, and when I said Kobe Archie, Kobe Presley said, she wanted me to tell you hi. My daughter just loves Cody and Kobe. She loves both of them. I mean, just bottom line. And she hasn't met them. She loves them. Last cook we were at in Paris, Kobe was there, and Presley hung out. Kobe, didn't she hang out with you most of the time?
Yeah, 95% of the time. She should have been on my team. Y'all yeah. talking about ribs?
Yeah.
I'm wrapping some ribs right now.
Oh, that's all right, brother.
Give me some advice, man.
Oh, I tell you what, you never know. This board is still acting up, and we just keep on rolling with it. Danny, I apologize. Kobe, I apologize. We'll get them. We'll get them callers queued in, guys. Number to call tonight is 347-202-0263. That's the same number, guys. Write it down. Memorize it. Call in. Don't be shy. Let's talk barbecue. So that's what it's all about. You know, today, as a matter of fact, National Cheeseburger Day. And I tell you what, there's a lot of ways of doing it, you know, and everybody loves a good old-fashioned cheeseburger. Now, Danny, have you got a Hawaiian favorite cheeseburger you can tell us about?
I'll tell you what we got here at this restaurant. We got what's called the Kalapana Crusher. And what we've got is one of those big pieces of bread that you got there, you know, Winn-Dixie or Publix or whatnot. You know, those big round, like a White Mountain, you know, those White Mountain breads.
Right.
Well, I take and I cut the top off of that, and I cut the middle out of it. And I make me a burger that's about 1 inch thick. It covers that whole thing. It's about a pound or so of meat.
Man.
And then I pile the top of that with pulled pork.
Uh-huh.
And then on top of that, I take and I put coleslaw.
Okay?
And so this sandwich measures about a foot and a half across in diameter. You know, it's one of them big buns, you know, big breads that they
put
around, you know, the guy that, they, you know, sometimes you can get a slice. But anyway, and if you can eat it within 35 minutes, you get it for free. If not, it costs you
$35. Well, I'll tell
you
what, it sounds delicious.
Yeah, that's
it's
a burger.
It's one of those damn versus foods. That's called
the
Crusher, huh?
Yeah, the Kalapana Crusher. We take that bun, we cut the top off, cut the middle out of it, and put a big hamburger on top of that, and then we put pulled pork, coleslaw, sauce, and the top back on, and we put a rib bone alongside of it because the name of the restaurant is Bare Bones Q.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Man, so, that sounds good.
Yeah, you
have
can
you
eat
many
that.
People, have you,
get your picture
have you had many people make it and eat it, completely eat it up?
Not yet, but when they do, they'll get their picture taken, and they'll get put on the Wall of Fame.
I tell you, that's the way to roll with something like that now, I'm telling you. That sounds good.
That's a burger.
That sounds like
another
a
nice burger, though. Another nice little burger that I like making is you take a patty, you make your patty, and then you take and you put your cheese, whatever kind of cheese you like. I like blue cheese, and then you can put some Munster cheese on there. Put the cheese
right
on in the middle of it, around it, inside. Then take another patty and put it on top and knit around the perimeter so that all you see is meat. And then take and grill that up. And then you got something. When you bite into that, you got basically a stuffed hamburger full of nice, delicious cheese.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, that is the only bad thing about that is when you chow down on it, I'm telling you, that cheese is going to run out both sides of your mouth.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, though, getting messy, man. That's,
I'm telling you,
licking
right.
Your fingers when you're done.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it ain't good barbecue if you're not licking your fingers, and I'm telling you.
Well, you got to lick your fingers, buddy.
We're country, we're southern, and we're barbecue 101 right here, I'm telling you. If you can't lick your fingers and just get in it, I mean, you're not going to fit in this bunch. I mean, we just have a crew. We talk barbecue. We love barbecue. We cook barbecue. We eat barbecue. And we're serious. Don't get in front of us when we've got a barbecue. And that's just how we roll.
Don't get in front of me, really. By golly. I'll eat you, too.
You got it. Oh, man. Are you excited about going to the Jack? Man, it's got to be a great feeling to be excited. You got all these teams that's going to be there, all these huge teams. A lot of your friends are going to be there that you haven't seen in a while. I tell you what, I can't wait. I'm not cooking any, but I can't wait to go down and have a big time myself.
I'm looking forward. I really want to go down there and win that bugger, you know what I mean? That's why I'm going. And
I know it.
So that's
I
what I'm
it.
Concentrating on is winning it, or at least coming in top five. That'd be good, too, you know?
It would. You get any kind of call there, it's Jack, man. I mean, you're doing it right. We go. We love to go. And bottom line, we're in it to win it. We go every time with intention of winning. And, I mean, that's the icing on the cake when we do. And if we don't, hey, there's another one down the road next time. But still, you know, it's game on. It's game time. It's serious. And that's what we're in it to win it. That's what I told them on that interview. They asked me, and I said, I'm in it to win it. And, you know, I wish everybody gets second place. Wish you the best. I wish you get that second place call, brother.
Chris, shut up a lot. I tell you, I gotta get back to work here at the restaurant.
All right.
But
all right,
thank
brother.
You so much for having me on. It's been lots of fun, and hopefully next time I'm on, we can get that board up and it's working, and we can get some people on there and say hey. And
you got it. I mean, I tell you what, the second hour is coming up. I hope this board starts working because, you know, we managed to get Kobe in. I've got a few others that I just can't get in because I just can't get them on. And it just happened this way. A few weeks ago, it shut one of the shows down in about 16 minutes in, and that's all she wrote. But Danny, we had a great time tonight. Man, I love you. I appreciate everything you do and for barbecue, the barbecue competition. I wish you the very best in there in Hawaii. Safe travels coming home. I guarantee you we're going to have a big time. I will be down at the Jack. I'm not cooking, but I am going to go and meet and greet and just have a big time, and we'll hang out for a few minutes. I won't take all your time up, but I'll hang out with you, and we'll just have a great time. But,
oh, absolutely, and I'll tell you what I'll do. You know, we'll do this again before we go to Jack, I like doing your show. It's a fun show, and I'd like to get some people on there with, you know, that got questions about barbecue, or
you know,
ask a question about the school, or or something like that.
That's right.
Can,
that's right.
Do a little education, you know. I'm all about educating.
I do. I know what you're saying. I feel
an ambassador of barbecue. You know, spreading the love of barbecue. That's what it's all about.
Well, you got it, and we will get it again and do it again, and I'm going to put it out there. And in your school, you're gonna basically start running it at what, $150?
Well, I got to run that past my beautiful ex-wife. You know, we're best friends.
All right.
And you know, we just had to do our own thing, but
she's
a great lady, and I'll tell you, I'll run it past her and we'll see what her thoughts are, but that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to just do something like that and make it available for everyone at a price point that's good for them. You know what I mean?
I do. I understand completely. Well, I won't say anything about it yet until you give me the word, and then we'll spread it. How about that?
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Well, Danny, appreciate you being on. You're always welcome. Colby, Danny's about to head out, and Danny, my daughter Presley, she says hi, and she'll want to talk to you next time you're on.
You got it, buddy.
Okay, brother. Have a good day. Be careful, and we'll see you soon. And Colby, have at it now.
Colby, have a great trip. Good luck this weekend.
You too.
Thanks very much.
Okay, buddy.
All right. Bye. Have a good one. Well, I tell you what, we had Danny Kugel on. What a great guy. And we love to talk barbecue and both of you cooked against Danny right there on Barbecue Pit Masters and had a big old time. And can you tell us something that we didn't see on Pit Masters what can you tell us that we didn't see? I want to hear some good stuff now between you and Cody and Lene and Danny. Tell us something that we didn't see on Pit Masters. Give us some insight.
We talked a lot of crap that they didn't put on there.
I can't imagine.
Danny gigged us and we gigged him the whole time. But it was fun. We didn't mess with the girls. We that was like common ground. They were in the middle.
Yeah.
Nobody messed with them. But, we had a good time. There was a lot of stuff they didn't show that we did. But, hey, it is what it is.
You got it.
One of the biggest deceptions. I probably ain't supposed to say nothing, but one of the biggest deceptions that, you know, that they do on the show is the meat. You know, that's not buckhead beef. And, they give you pretty much the crappiest meat they can find, but and I'm sure a lot of others agree too. But you know, there's some good meat, but the majority of it's just, you know, they got a girl that goes finds it, and she usually gets the cheapest stuff she can find, and that's just how it is. But they slap a sticker on it. But that's some stuff you didn't see. Danny got some really good brisket points. Ours was crap, but we thought they was tri-tip. They were so small. But
really?
But, yeah.
Well, how long did you film? How long did it take? I know you had cameras all around you the whole time. Did you have to tell them to get out of your way, move where you could get something done, or?
No, it got to a point we were at pretty much a standstill because we couldn't hardly do nothing, which threw us out of our routine so bad because we're movers and shakers, you know.
Right.
You know, we don't have to talk to each other to work. You know, we can do it, you know. And crap, we're 30 years old. We're twin brothers. I mean, it was pretty easy. But when you got people that are asking you, that's what everybody don't tell you. They're asking a million some questions, and you're telling them everything that you're doing. You know, a lot of people don't understand that. You know, it got to a point to where at 9:30 we was already out of our groove. I was ready to throw in the towel. You know, you just couldn't hardly do nothing because, you know, they wanted so much information, what you're going to do next, what's coming next, how you're going to do this, and, you know, need to cook meat. you know what I mean?
Right, right.
I mean, I might do it again, but at least you know what you're getting into now. You know, Randy and Andy gave us the biggest thing, you know. Don't let them distract you. Keep focused on your product. You know, and I think that's the number one thing that happens to most people that go on the show is they lose focus because, I mean, most people can multitask, and we're great multitaskers, but when you got a camera and you got a girl with a notebook, and I don't know how many questions that they asked, but she wrote probably just about a legal pad worth of stuff down in that one day of everything that we said, everything we started overseeing, everything that she asked us, you know, so everything had to be in great detail and punctuated, which we don't speak very good anyway.
We're country. What do they expect? You know, we're that's what I was saying. We're Southern, we're country, and we barbecuers. We love to do it. We love to get in it and do it. And we're not English teachers, and poets, nor speakers. So we get in there and have a good time. You know, if somebody wants to listen to my show, they've got to come down to our level and just have a good time, and let's talk smoke, and just have a good time. You know, it's not about dotting your I's and crossing your T's. We just have a good time, and who knows? You know, this new Travel Channel show, I don't even, you know, I did my interview. Several other people have done their interviews. Who knows? I don't even know what it's going to pertain or what it's going to be, but I give it a shot.
I never watch TV the same. I never watch TV the same. You know, any reality TV, it's pretty much staged and fake as far as I'm concerned, just from everything
right.
I've seen and, you know, been through. But because I watch all kinds of different ones now, and I'm like, well, that's fake. They staged that. You know what I mean? You can just tell anymore. But the guys and girls that worked on the set and stuff were phenomenal. But we talked to them and asked them questions and stuff. And they said that we started asking them, you know, what's the craziest show that you've done and all kinds of stuff. And I think one tried to get on Moonshiners, and, you know, they had a bunch of any of the hit shows, there was probably somebody there from, or, you know, what they talked about doing. But one of the craziest ones that they told us was they went on one of them survival shows, like Bear Grylls or whatever. I guess it was probably him. And went off into the jungle and all kinds of places. And that was crazy. And I said, man, I cannot, because all the stuff they did, we were in a 1 acre lot. I said, everything that happened right here, I said, man, I can't even imagine, you know, all the stuff that you know. He's like, yeah, it was not fun. But so here in one of our local towns, they're shooting a movie. So, and they said on the news the other night that it took them, they were shot from sun up to sun down, and they shot, I forgot, like 16,000 takes, and on the news. And I was like, golly.
Really?
TV production takes a lot. I don't think people really, you know, even if it's reality or regular show or movie or whatever, but
right.
I guess we
they
know why the movie stars get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, well, they don't realize how many retakes there are involved.
And just an art, and that was a thing. That morning when we started out, I don't know how many times Myron did his lines, but I stood in one spot for 2 hours. You know, we're doing retakes, and Myron read again, and Tuffy read yours, and, you know, we stood there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, easy. And people driving by, or background noise, or, you know, there's just so much stuff that come into play. And and that's one of the things that, you know, when you're at the cook-off, you know, the people that are at the cook-off, you know, they can come and watch and stuff, and, you know, they get to see all that stuff that goes on and everything else. But, yep. They read from a script just like everybody else, so.
That's right. It's nothing ad-libbed and just shoot from the hip, kind of. Say, hey, well,
no.
This is what we're doing. And they tell them. Yeah, I did notice that time in Tupelo they were doing that Pitmasters. That first year I was down in Tupelo, and they made them say that. They made them say them lines many times. I mean, they really make them look good on the show, but you know better.
Yeah, and then watching the show, you know, because you see so much, you know, that's going on and stuff, and then you know, you see so much stuff. I dropped my phone in the fire.
I heard that.
You hear me?
Yeah,
and,
I did.
You know, you see so much stuff that goes on and stuff that then you watch it and then, you know, it's not there, so.
Right.
Crap.
Right. Yeah, they have to press. All right.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you. We can hear you.
I can barely hear
well,
you.
That's a lot of insight right there in the pit master for sure. You know, people don't realize by any means it's a hell of a lot longer than a 1 hour show. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean it took 3 days to get, you know, 3 days to get, you know, that 45 minutes. All that stuff.
Yeah,
when anytime when you see anybody talking on TV or they're questioning them and there's a backdrop, all that
right.
stuff shot the next day. So I mean, it's all filled in. But
well, you know,
so
yeah,
everybody already knew who won. Everybody already knew what happened. So you know, it's easy. And that's when them questions come back off that notebook. You know, where they're all them questions that they ask you and took and detail, and then you go back through the whole show through that whole day. And there's and you got to fill them in on that,
right?
So, yeah, any reality show I watch now is just totally different. But.
Well, it's you know, and besides that, having to memorize them lines, I'm in trouble right there. Now I'm telling you,
you know, we just make it work. We make it happen. That's how we roll. But it is a lot of fun to do this show. But I can tell from your comments and what I've seen in the past, that's just a lot of work involved. It's pretty tough stuff, no bad.
Oh yeah, for everybody involved. You know, not just for the cooks, but for everybody.
Right.
Because weather
right.
Weather plays a factor, and you know it is outside. So. But,
so now, did you sleep in your rig while doing it? Where your rig was behind you, parked over to the side, or?
I went to the hotel.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't blame
yeah.
you. I don't blame you at all. Now let me ask you this: you got Pitmaster shirts? Did you get your Did you get the canopy, or did you get a banner, or?
I don't know. I know Cody received some stuff, but as far as what he got, I don't really know. But
okay.
I know he got some shirts, but they probably
right.
sent him a banner, logo banner, or something like that. But.
Right. Well, I just didn't know how far it went. If you even got to drag your cooler off, I'd be trying to take my cooler with me. I'm telling you.
A girl guards them coolers. The same girl that buys the meat, you'll never get them from her. She keeps them in her hotel
really?
Room.
she
puts them in the cooler.
She
put that meat in the cooler the night before.
Right. Well, you know, I tell you what, it was it's very entertaining. Me and Presley personally enjoyed watching y'all. I believe a lot of people enjoy watching Pitmasters. I hope that it continues to grow and becomes more popular because it does spread the word of the barbecue in general. Now you've been cooking today, hadn't you? You've been out on the work lot, hadn't you? Cooking, slinging that potatoes, nachos, barbecue sandwiches. What all have you been doing?
Yeah, I did that today. I'll be going back tomorrow. I'm standing out here making a fire right now because my little girl wants to roast hot dogs and marshmallows, so I'm making a fire in the backyard.
I hear you. I know we do that too. Well, here's Presley. She wants to give you a shout out. Talk to you for a minute.
Hey, Colby.
What's up, Finger? Are you cooking this weekend?
Well,
you hurt your foot, so I don't know.
Well, I hurt my foot,
though. Tell him. He needs prize when he cooks.
Yeah, I know.
Get you to hop around, sit in a chair, just tell him what to do.
Yeah, I can do that.
What else been going on?
Well, nothing.
You been cooking any chicken, any waffles or pancakes or whatever you cooking last time?
Well, we cooked a bunch of chicken 2 weekends ago. We cooked 50 pounds of pizza. chicken, fifty pieces.
Oh yeah, what did y'all put in that chicken?
I'm at 300 pieces.
What kind of seasoning did y'all use? Give me some secrets.
I can't tell you that. I can't tell you. I'm sorry. I mean, I know I'm a kid, but you can't trick me out of that. I'm too smart.
I know you can cook some chicken.
Can't give out the secrets. That's just what makes all the barbecue barbecue.
Well, I had to try.
Yeah,
see if I could get it out of you.
It's like winning.
You ought to go to a kids' queue. When your daddy goes to cook off. Whoop off on somebody. I don't know who's got one coming up, but
yeah,
I'm sure there's one local.
I may be in Tupelo or Bolivar this year.
Oh, yeah? At Bolivar?
Yeah,
y'all going
Bolivar,
to Bolivar?
Maybe.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, we're going to Bolivar.
I didn't know if y'all were some stationed somewhere else in the TVA or not, since there's so many cooks going on. I don't know. I might come to Bolivar. Depends on if I can get off work or not. So.
If I can,
I'll probably be there.
Okay.
Probably will.
Well, it's been nice talking to you.
You too. Keep your daddy in line.
Okay, I think I can. Good luck this weekend.
All right, I hope I do good.
I hope you do good too.
Be a good one if there is, so. Too much money involved.
Yeah, there's a lot of money involved. Well, I'll talk to you again sometime.
All right, have fun.
I will, bye.
Bye.
All right. What do you think about that? Yeah, I'm telling you, that's the barbecue queen right there. She loves it.
Yep.
She loves it. And she enjoyed hanging out with you, too. I mean, she does. She doesn't need a stranger in a barbecue contest, that's for sure.
No.
You know that, don't you, for a fact?
Yeah.
We've got another caller right here. Let's welcome this caller in queue. Let's get this caller in queue. Let's welcome him into the show. This is a good friend of mine out of Texas. Glad to have him on the show. Been missing him. Caller 432-528. Welcome to the show, Junior. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, brother.
How are y'all, Bob? Y'all doing all right?
We're good.
I just wanted to call in and say hi. I heard everything going on. I can barely hear y'all.
Well, hang on just a second. Let me refresh this pool. We're having trouble out of it tonight. There we go.
Oh, there we go. I can hear you way better, my amigo.
Now, Chris? I'm good. I am good. How has it been going with you?
Oh, man, just been going at it, just staying busy. Busy with the catering, busy with the cook-offs, and busy with the seasoning. It's kind of hard sometimes to keep up.
You've got several irons in the fire, and I'm telling you, you're making it all happen, no doubt about it.
Well, I don't know about making it happen, but hey, I'm hanging in there, bud.
Yeah, that's all we can do, I'm telling you. That is all
How's
we
your
can
day
do.
Going? How's your
Man,
day going, brother?
It's been a day. It's been long, and it's been pretty rough, but we made it through another one, and we're getting to talk barbecue tonight, and talking with our friends, and we've got Colby Archie on, and we've had Danny Kugel in the house tonight. We had a few others, but this board's just been acting up a little bit, so we're just taking it as it goes, and we've got you on with us now, and I'm sure John Reese, Smoking X, will probably call in here in a little while, and Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, you know, all the guys, you know, we can't do without our Texas brothers, that's for sure.
That is no knife, man. I Yeah, well, this weekend we'll probably be going to Shirts, Texas. It's over there close to San Antonio. They got a pretty good cook-off going. It's the Texas Gulf Coast Barbecue Association. I've been hitting a few of those here lately. I'm just trying to spread my wings a little bit and see what's out there. And it's a pretty good cook-off. There's, I think there's 60, 17 so far. A lot of good cooks. So we'll see what we can do down there.
Man, well, I tell you what, I know you're a tough cook and tough competitor. I'm sure you'll do really well. And I wish you the very best cooking down there. That's you let the smoke roll. I have no doubt.
We'll try to let it do something, huh, Chris? Well, that's good.
Well, I'm going to come back to Texas and have a good time. I tell you what, I just had the time of my life when I was down there.
Well, it sure was.
Getting to meet y'all and hang out and stay. I mean, I just felt this was really a great experience, and I just had a wonderful time.
Yeah, we did have a good time. I wish we would have had two or three days more, you know.
I know.
We didn't.
I know. Well, we'll do it again one time, sooner than later, and just have a great time doing it again. I mean, something to look forward to the next time, I'm telling you.
That is
John,
correct.
You and John, y'all cut up all the time. I know. I've been heard. I hear a little here and there. And
sure do, man.
And I tell you, the buzz right now is the Travel Channel. The Travel Channel applications and the interviews, and that's the buzz going all over the states right now. And I don't know exactly what it is yet, but I know I've done my due, and Lance Moore's done his, and I think John's getting involved a little bit. Now, are you going to get into that at all? Are you going to try to get into that, or are you going to pass this time, or what's up?
Yeah, you're talking about that the grill with your rig and all that, right?
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm not, and I really can't right now, Chris. I have a lot of irons in the pit, and man, I'm just afraid to get involved with something else right now at this critical time. You know, I'm really trying to get my seasonings spread out a little bit throughout the United States, and it's a job on its own. So,
I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
I hear you. John was telling me today that you already did your application and all that, and you've been talking to a few folks.
Right. Yeah, they called me several times, and I did a Skype interview with them, and it was a pretty lengthy interview. So who knows? I might. I don't know. But I told them I would love to get in the middle of it, and give my hell yeah, and let the smoke roll, and just have a big old time.
Man, I tell you what, I hope you do, man. That would be an awesome deal. I'll be happy for you if you get it.
Well, you know, I'll be there, and I'll be representing all my sponsors and my products and getting them out there, and you know, just like Junior's Rub for Grub, you know, it'll be flying. I don't know how much we'll get to show of it, but it'll be being used. I mean, there you go. You know, if I'm in it,
man,
you'll be in it. So,
man, that's super awesome. Yeah,
and
that's pretty cool.
You know, it's everywhere. You know, everybody, no, anybody that's not tried Rub for Grub needs to get in contact right here. This is the man, listeners. This is Junior Reyes right here. He has got the rub for you. Get in touch with him, and you will hook him up, won't you, brother?
You are right, sir. We, as a matter of fact, I'm currently working on another one. As we speak, I'm working on a brisket, strictly for brisket rub, and also a dedicated rib rub. But, you know, I'm still working with it, you know.
Right.
Trial and error, if I get it to be a very dominant seasoning. So we'll see what's up.
Well, I'm sure it will be as successful, if not even more successful, than what you have now. It'll be a great addition to. You'll have a whole family of rubs right there, and then you're going to have to branch out into the sauces and get that special sweet sauce you have, you know, that I was tasting.
Yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, that's another thing that I, after these seasonings, I do want to get into the sauce market. But, you know, I really got to solidify the rub first before I even attempt to even do that, so... We'll see.
Right. Well, you know, I have no doubt it'll happen for you, and I wish you the very best, and I'll be a continued supporter and do all I can for you, that's for sure.
Appreciate it, Chris. I wanted to call and say hi. I know I don't get much time to do that, but wish you the best with the real situation, and hopefully you get it, and everybody, I'll be talking to you all soon.
Man, I'm telling you, well, I appreciate that, and I'll be sure to let you know if it goes any further. And we'll just keep on letting the smoke roll and just having a good time. And I just still, like I say, I hadn't posted all my pictures yet of Texas because I'm working on an album for that. But I'm going to get it out there and just have a big time with it. You know, I had a big time, had a huge time, and I'm just, like I say, I'm really thankful that I had time and I was able to come out there and spend time with all y'all and meet you, and just, that's what it's all about, and I just really enjoyed it, and I appreciate it.
You bet. I'm glad you were able to come, and maybe we might start seeing you a little bit over there in Tennessee.
I'm telling you, I'm, if you come this way, you know, I know it's a long, hard road, but, come this way, we'll do all we can to make you feel at home, that's for sure.
That's awesome. Well, I want to congratulate everybody on the show and stuff, and thanks for having me on, Chris, and God bless, and we'll talk to y'all soon, man.
All right, Junior, appreciate you calling, brother, and you have a good night.
You bet.
Just call me anytime you need me, and I'll do the same. Have a good night, okay?
Okay, Chris, appreciate it.
And
y'all have a good one, guys.
We're going to be slinging that rub for grub this weekend, too, now. We're going to work it hard this weekend.
Well, do it right, man. Do it right.
I'm going to. I'm expecting to walk away with a grand this weekend. Goob has been on a roll, but he's going down, you know. It's on. I'm telling you. We're gonna let the smoke roll serious this weekend and just have a big time.
Well, awesome, man. Well, good luck, and you know, we'll be messaging back and forth, see how your weekend went and see how mine goes.
I know, and good luck to you, too. That's right. Just, you know what I say, just kick the tire, light the fire, let the smoke roll, brother. It'll be all right. You know it.
That's it, man. And definitely have a good time doing it.
Oh, that's exactly right. Well, all right, Junior, appreciate you calling in. You know, you're always welcome right here. As long as I'm talking to you, you own it, too, brother. Have a good night.
Thank you. You bet. Thanks. We'll see you.
All right.
Bye.
Man, I tell you what, guys, the number to call tonight is 347-202-0263. We're having a few little issues with the board, but we're making it happen. We're getting these callers in. Call in. Let's talk barbecue. Let's talk national. It's National Cheeseburger Day. We want to know if you've got something special to tell us, something you cook, you like to cook. We'd love to hear about it. You know, we just keep rolling. We keep talking barbecue. We've had Danny Kugel on. We've had Colby Archie on. We've had Junior Reyes on. We've got, we've had several callers that I unfortunately hadn't been able to queue in, and if I did, it didn't take. So call back, guys. I'd love to talk to you. I'm going to do my best to get you in. You know, we do this every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. from 6 to 8. We let the smoke roll. We're having a big time. And if you're calling in, we're going to get you in one way or another. Chat room is open. And we see Stacy Lawler, Swamp Donkey, in the chat room, brother. How's it going tonight? If you got any questions, you want to say anything, just give us a shout out, and I will get it on the air. Also, we want to thank all my sponsors tonight.
BBQSuperstars.com, Mr. Daryl Mast. He has a great barbecue morning show every morning of the week. It's at from 8 o'clock, from 8 to 9 to 9:30. It just depends on what he's cooking, what he's got going on. He takes calls. He's interactive. He's got a great cook show going on this morning. He cooked some IBCA chicken hash. He cooked a monster chicken this morning, about a 6-pound chicken. He had his hands full, let me tell you. BarbecueSuperstars.com. This show is brought to you by BarbecueSuperstars.com. There's a whole network of shows every week from Sunday night to Friday night. Every week, starting off with Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters on Sunday night. Monday night is Jim Bird, Killer Bees in the House. Tuesday night is Chad Ward, Whiskey Bent Radio. Wednesday night, you've got me, Chris Chadwick, live with you, interactive. We'll take your call and get you on the air, and we will promote your barbecue team. Tell us about your cook, what you're cooking, what you're going to cook, where you're going next. We'd love to hear about it. Get your team name out there. Thursday night, you got John Reeves, Cole Smith of Smoking X. Their show, X Nation, is on Thursday night, and then Friday night wraps up the week with Daryl Mast in the house hosting Friday Night Lights, and you never know when it's going to be live right there from a competition. I know we've done for several live spots and shows, and we have other teams doing that, other shows. X Nation does it. I know Lance Moore is planning on working on doing a Friday Night Lights live. John Reeves has done one. I've done a few. Get out there, listen, support. We support 100% barbecue. We spread the word. Share our post. If you share our post on Facebook, spread it out. Let everybody know the show is going on. I still get hundreds of people all the time saying, I never knew you had a show. Guys, I do all I can. I don't try to flood the market, but I do all I can to spread the word. But it takes help from you, the listeners, to spread it and spread it to your friends. That's what it's all about. We are 100% barbecue. We love to talk barbecue. We love to get you, your team, on the air. That's what it's all about. The more we talk about, the better off it is. So call in 347-202-0263. Another shout out, Green Mountain Grills. What an awesome pellet cooker that is. I have a Daniel Boone model. It is on money. It will cook. Very economical. It doesn't use a lot of pellets. You can set that grill temp from 150 to 500 degrees. It does have a big meat thermometer, so you can monitor your big meat and your oven temp, your grill temp at the same time from a remote control. I mean, it can't get any better than that. GreenMountainGrills.com. Check them out. Look them up. Just ask them. Talk to them, and I guarantee you will not be sorry about owning a Green Mountain Grill. Also, Maverick Industries, MaverickHousewares.com, they have a ton of barbecue accessories. Any type of accessory you would like to get, look up MaverickHousewares.com, go to the barbecue section, and just look. There's something there for everyone, guaranteed. Grill Grate, Meat Rake, they're all awesome products. Grill Grate is an add-on grill top, grate top, that fits on your existing grill, smoker, Weber kettle, Komodo, or gas grill. It'll work on anything. It will turn your grill into an infrared cooktop. That's grillgrate.com. Everybody that's ever used them has nothing but good things to say about it. Now, we're not blowing smoke up, but we are blowing smoke out. We're telling you the truth, and that's the bottom line. Junior Reyes, Up and Smoke barbecue team. He has got a dynamite product. It is called Junior's Rub for Grub. It is a good rub. I'm telling you, just a good, solid foundation for a competition rub. He's got it going on. It's got a great flavor profile. You can use it on ribs, chicken, pork, or beef. It does not matter. It will work on all of it. Also, Danny Kugel was live in the house tonight. Very informative. He loves to talk barbecue. We love to have him on. He has got an awesome barbecue school. That is Danny Kugel, Pitbull's Up in Smoke Barbecue School. Look it up. Check it out. It is an awesome school. He's talking about running a big special. I can't really say any more about it until he gives me the final go, but I'm telling you, check it out. You will not be sorry. I've got the school. I use the school, and it is very informative. You know, barbecue sponsors, we want to thank all of them because, man, without barbecue sponsors, it makes it a lot more challenging. They help us as barbecue teams. We help them as spreading the word and doing advertising for them. We love to use their products. We love to support the products, the company, and they help us by supporting us. If you know a barbecue sponsor, get out there, shake their hand, tell them thank you. You appreciate what they do for the sport as a whole because they are supporting barbecue and they are helping us. They might not be supporting me or you individually, but they're supporting the whole cause and making barbecue one of the largest, fastest-growing sports in the world. Not nation, but world, because they're barbecuing all over. We're going to have the United Kingdom, the UK Barbecue Association. We're going to have some of them on next week. We're going to do our best to have them on. We're going to have several new guests on next week also, but you know, we're just talking smoke, talking barbecue, and, you know, we all can relate to barbecue cooking. We just have a big time doing it. I do have a caller in queue. Let me get them queued in. This is Speak of the Devil. Let's introduce him. This is Mr. John Rees of Team Smoking X, radio show host of X Nation on Thursday nights from 6 to 8 o'clock right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Blog Talk Radio. Great guy. We get him queued in. John, bear with me a minute, brother, and we'll make it happen. But sponsors are very important, like I say, guys. And I appreciate all my listeners, all my callers, all my fans. Anybody that emails me, shoots me a text, shoots me a message, you know, I'm going to do my best to respond to you. You know, we keeping the fire burning, we're keeping the smoke rolling, and we're talking this barbecue all the time, and that's what it's all about. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Can't leave Blues Hog out because they are a wonderful product, a great sponsor, and I think the world of Bill Arnold. It's just a good product all the way around. If you've not tried Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, give it a try because you will not be sorry. John, you're live with us. You're in the house. What's going on tonight?
Well, my team's not doing the glamorous job that we all get to do, and that's cleaning up the firebox in my pit. That's my chore for tonight. So I'm just about ready to start cooking again tomorrow, but that's the way it is. We've got to do the dirty work before we can play.
I tell you what, we do it all. You know, we clean the pit, we paint the pit, we wash the pit. We mess the pit up, and we do it all over about every week. I tell you what, it's amazing what we go through just to go cook barbecue.
It is crazy, you know. It costs.
It's very strenuous. It's hard work, especially for big old fat boys like me. But you know what? I hang tough. You know, I don't whine and cry. I just get out there and get it and do it and don't stop until I run out of gas. That's about all I can do. You know, just keep rolling and rolling. We've got a big comp this weekend. You've got a big comp this weekend too, don't you?
Well, we do. We've got a competition, you know, it's a little bit away from the house. We've got a bunch of stuff. We've got a cook and help cater for some police officers this, you know, between now and Saturday. So we're just going to see what kind of mood we're in. We want to go, but we may be flat wore out by the time we get done with everything else. So we're going to kind of play it by ear and see what happens when we get through cooking all the briskets and ribs for them before we to absolutely turn around and load back up to go cook, compete.
Man,
I know what you're talking about. It's a lot of work and it takes a lot of time, but, you know, your pit's set up, it's seasoned, it cooks. I mean, you got it going on, so I have all the faith in the world that you'll get it done.
Oh, I think we'll be all right. It's just a, you know how it is, man. You just, you
know,
we had to do a few little repairs to our pit. Nothing major. Didn't really overhaul anything, but we had a couple you can see it on Facebook, the weld that we have that hold the Texas on the top. The weld vibrated a little bit on that, and that's a touchy deal because it's on the door and you can't, it's not real thick metal, so we had to do a little welding on that, make sure we didn't lose a great fit of Texas off the top of our pit. And then we actually added another rack to our pit today and last night, so we've got two full racks in our pit now, so and we really don't need them at all as far as competing, but the catering, you know, you have to make these pits.
Oh yeah,
a little more
functional. You'll love it, catering. I tell you what, you'll love it. You will not be sorry nor regret ever doing that second shelf.
So we're gonna try that second shelf out tomorrow, and I'm cleaning the pit out, and I'm fixing to burn it out. You know, and that's one thing I'd love to know what other people do if you ever get a conversation going about it is I had lunch with a guy today that said he takes a high-pressure washer to the inside of his pit about every 3 or 4 months.
Really?
Well, I thought, man, you're knocking all the seasoning and you know.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good cook. He knows what he's doing. I'm not going to argue with him. It works for him.
Right.
Us, we burn it out. I will literally start a little bit of a fire inside my smoke box, and I'll just let it burn. I'll let it burn the whole, you know, and it gets rid of some of that stuff. But at the same time, you don't lose everything. So, plus, I don't get water hiding away inside there and get the inside of my box wet. So,
right.
I don't know how you do it.
Well, I'll give you a little insight on that real quick. It just depends on my cook. A few weeks ago, we cooked 14, 15 bucks on there, which you do a lot of beef, and you don't have near as much grease and fat on a fret. Well, I don't know. I guess you have quite a bit of drippings, but nothing like 14, 15 bucks of grease dripping in the bottom of your pit. Well, depending on how we set up and how we set the pit is the angle that the pit's at and where the grease is at. Our offset is on the right-hand side, and it is a flame. We burn wood slabs that do make flames. It's not a little roller. It's a blade, okay? And on occasion, that grease will actually light that pit up inside, and I call that super clean mode because she will catch on, and I shut it down, and it contains it, and it cleans it out. So that is one way. But the other way is we basically start a little wood stick fire in the bottom of it, take some lighter fluid, burn the grease off.
And that's almost the same thing of what I'm doing.
Well, it works.
I was talking to Junior about it, and Junior was the one telling me, too, that got me started burning the pit out some months ago. Was he said he was actually at a competition cooking, and the inside, the flame got so big, it was lapping over into the smoke box, and it lit the grease that was inside the smoke box on fire. Well,
right,
it ruined
right.
everything. You know, he said it was a bonfire, which I guess this is, you know, Junior, he knows what he's doing. But I think it got a little bit out of control, and of course, that's why you need a fire extinguisher when you go cook. But he said if he just shut the doors, he goes, there wasn't any saving the food, so there wasn't any use in trying to get too radical with it. He said, I just shut the door, and for about 2 hours, that thing just burned and smoldered.
That's right. Cleaned her out. You have to be careful and be cautious about that, but that has happened to me. Unfortunately, my meat was wrapped when it happened. And I shut the doors down and shut the flues off, and it shuts it out. You know, it takes it down. So you have to be careful, especially you cooking a lot of pork in a pit. It will make a lot of grease. And, and it's just when you're cooking 14, 15 shoulders or butts, you're going to have grease out of that because that, you know, you've got a lot of grease you're rendering out and fat you're rendering, and it's going to make grease.
Well, we've got another
caller in queue. Let's get this man queued in. Let's see if we can welcome him to the show. This is our nemesis, our partner in crime, our co-radio show host from Sunday night. Let's see if we can get him fired up and welcome him into the show. This board has been wonderful this evening, so I just prepare you for that on Thursday night's X Nation radio show. I'm telling you, it has been a wonderful thing. We just jumped up 2 minutes from where we were holding, and let's see if we can welcome Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, to the conversation tonight. We've had Toby Archie in the house, the Smoke Company, formerly known as Lulu's Barbecue. We've also had Danny Kugel in the house this evening. Very good conversation with Danny. Proud to have him on. Also had one of your friends and mine, Junior Reyes, up in Smoke. Junior's Rub for Grub live in the house with us tonight. He was on a few minutes ago. And I am still trying to cue Lance in, so bear with me, Lance. And we have John Reeves, X Nation Team Smoking X, live in the house with us right now. And we have Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, trying to cue in. So we have had a good show tonight. We just talked barbecue. My Q crew, you know, so I understand it's hard to sit down and listen to a radio podcast show or call in sometimes. We do it so often, it seems like. It seems like we're on the air every night. But, hey, I love doing it, don't you?
I do.
I don't know what else to say. I just love to do it and have a good time doing it. And that's just what it's all about. Let's see here. We'll give a shout out to our sponsors. We talk to all our friends from all over the country. Matter of fact, all over the world. We've got listeners calling in. We've got people in the chat room. It's just all froze up. But we're going to keep on rolling here. Let's see here. Lance, bear with us. We'll get you in, brother. And I'm going back to the chat room. Stacy's still in the chat room, but he's quiet. The chat room's been quiet tonight. We've had some good conversations, but it's not been very active. Let's see.
Well,
we did have
that's
a good,
the way it goes sometimes.
I know it. And had a good barbecue Superstars Live morning show this morning. Darryl was cooking up chicken, IBCA style. And he had a big old 6-pound chicken he had split in half, and he was cooking her up, and I had to talk to him about them wing tips, make sure they were intact. There we go. We've got Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters, in the house with us now. Lance, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. How are y'all?
What's going on, buddy?
We're good.
Leaving your neck of the woods right now.
You go see Tate?
Yep, I've been to Tate, and I've been to Sam's, and I don't think you can squeeze any more out of my wallet tonight.
Well, if you're still in Lubbock, you might as well swing by. I'm burning my pit out.
Well, I got 2 big ice chests full of meat. I got 22 briskets, 11 butts, and stuff stacked up. I can't even see out of my back window of my pickup. I got so much junk in here.
I'm supposed to go see him about 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you. I come to town for an hour and a half and spent $1,500, so There you go.
Well, I tell you what, guys, I still got to talk to Tate and get hooked up with Raider Red. I'm telling you, that's just some fine. That's some fine meat, and I'm proud that y'all have got such a wonderful source for that, because that Raider Red right there at Texas Tech University, that is a fine cut. They have some fine cuts of meat, I tell you. Y'all are very fortunate to have them.
Yep, it's good. So, I ended up, we didn't realize it. Tate wasn't there tonight. One of the other guys, we loaded up the bunch. And I just happened to see the box when we were taking them out. We got it all loaded. And I've got 11 boneless butts, big ones. So I'm going to have meat going everywhere.
Well, Lance, you're not going to know how to cook all that pork now.
I might figure it out. You never know.
Now, John,
they come out
you,
to do what?
I was going to ask John now. John, have you cooked a lot of pork?
Not a whole lot. I really haven't. Cole and I did some, or quite a bit, last Thanksgiving and Christmas. I say quite a bit for customers, but, you know, as far as, like, a competition, no, I haven't. I really haven't. I'm going to have to do some major practicing and playing with it and learning and because, you know, as Lance and I have been talking it up, you know, and I'm sitting over here saying, I'm not scared, we'll try it. But, you know, it sounds like a lot of IBCA cook-offs are going to add a pork category next year. So I'm going to have to get schooled on it in a hurry.
Well, you better start. You better start, I tell you, because but once you get the hang of it, you'll love it. You'll want to quit doing brisket and just go to pork. And I hate to say that, but I'm telling you, that pork is that's some fire stuff, boys.
Good stuff.
Put that
good.
In
I don't know. I feel like brisket, but pork's good.
Put that thing in a flour tortilla and wrap her up. Wrap it up. You'll wrap her up. I'm telling you, you'll love it.
Well, you know, I mean, we're going to do probably, well, I don't know, we'll probably do close to 200 sandwiches this week at pulled pork, so, maybe a few more than that. So,
well,
what do you think, Chris? I ended up with 90 pounds of butts with no bone in them.
Well,
how to make a few sandwiches, shouldn't it?
It should. I tell you what, you usually get a 8 or 10 pound butt. Once you cook her down, you're going to lose a couple pounds out of it, minus the bone. Rule of thumb, you're going to get 4 sandwiches per pound. If it's 6 pounds, you're going to get 24 sandwiches.
There you go.
So, you know, usually you're going to get 4 sandwiches out of 1 pound. So,
right.
Just do the math. If you got 90 pounds, you're going to get 360 sandwiches. Well, but that's uncooked. So you're gonna wind up losing 10, 12, 15.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it just depends on what kind of fat content they have. But, you know, you're going to have a lot of sandwiches, no doubt.
Well, yep, I think we're going to get up here in about, I don't know, 5 hours probably. So what were y'all talking about burning pits out? I heard something about water, so if I was just calling in, then what was that all about?
Well, you know, you get all that grease in your pit, you know, when you're cooking and stuff, and I was talking with some guys, and they tell me every once in a while you need to light your pit on fire on the inside with a smoke box to burn up all that grease, because if it ever gets hot enough or something happens, you ever get any flame or anything inside that smoke box, all that grease will ignite. And Junior was telling me today that has happened to him at a competition, and he lost the whole deal. I mean, you might as well shut it up and be done, because you can go from a smoke box to a bonfire in about 2 seconds.
I've
so
seen
ever
it.
So
I've
often,
seen it.
we
we burn our pit out, and I'm doing it right now. I'll send you a picture of it. I'll send you and Chris both a picture. And we hadn't burned our pit out in, I don't know, 2 months. And I'll show you the fire. And that's with just one squirt of lighter fluid just to kind of get it started. And within 30 seconds, I'll show you I'll send you the picture of what the inside of my pit was doing.
I have a drain in the bottom of mine with a valve, so I just take and I wash mine out every so often and wash the grease out of it, and I'm done. I don't have to mess with it. I don't have to worry about a grease fire.
Well, I tell you what, the thing about my pit is that I fire under my pit. I've got a back access door, and I shovel coals out of my burn box and fire my pit. And so I have a combination of grease and coals and ashes. And I tell you what's really nice is firing that pit, and you've got a little grease in the bottom of that, and you throw those fresh, hot hickory coals over that grease, and, man, you're talking about a smell out of this world. That pit will bring them coming. I'm telling you, it's just like calling the Pied Piper calling them. I mean, it's just like music to their ears. They will come running when they start smelling that smoke. And
well, I'm ready to lick mine right now. It smells so good.
Well, there you go. Well, I tell you what, guys, it has been a long day, and it has been a good show. And as always, we are barbecue superstars. And we are letting the smoke roll. We actually had several people listening last night to our show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to check, but we had several people, I think, listening in to the show to be a shoot from the hip, just get it together and get it out there last night, and it was a good show.
I think there was about 44 people or something, live listeners, and the archives, it exploded this afternoon on it.
Well, you know, it's crazy like that. You know, we just get together and do another one of these days. Well, you know, it's what it is. It's believe it or not, it's one for all for one. You know, I'm in it, and I'm going to support as much as I possibly can, and I know y'all feel the same way. I support your shows, and y'all support my show, and that's just the way it is. That's the way barbecue. That's the way we are. That's the way barbecue is, and that's just how we roll.
Yes,
sir. Just be careful burning your pit out. Don't burn yourself up burning your pit out. And,
well, it's nearly out right now. Already, just in a few minutes, we've been talking. I'll send you a picture. I already sent it to Lance. I don't know if he's gotten it or not, but take a look at that picture, and you'll laugh. Just that, 45, 60 days of cooking. And you know, of course, we wrap and everything. So that's just when stuff's rolling through the smoke, what's dripping off. So,
yeah.
After a while, it collects.
Oh, I know it. It's dangerous stuff now. You get that pit lit up. And my pit's been in super clean. I call it super clean mode, matter of fact. And it's been in super clean mode a couple of times. And you just have to be very careful with that because it has got, you let the smoke roll. It is very, very hot. It's very dangerous, but we just have a good time with it. And You just clean it out, and it's good to go, and you're ready to do it again. I mean, I'm telling you, just something's got to be done. I've got to do mine tomorrow, matter of fact, for my cook this weekend.
I just treat mine like a cast iron skillet. You know, just a little water every now and then, torch it up a little bit, it's good to go.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. You know, I try to keep mine seasoned also. You know, I don't want to burn it off because as soon as you burn that grate off, it's going to be raw steel again.
Water. You know, you can take that water spray on it, and I mean, all it does is just takes the big particles off of it. It don't take your seasoning off of your stuff most of the time. I mean, I guess if you hit it hard enough, you could. But I mean, it's still black when you're done with it. And, you know, you're just knocking off the, you know, the fat, you know, all that kind of crap that, you know, kind of, you know, built up. And then, like I said, I've got a 2-inch drain in the bottom of it, and I just let it drain out.
Well,
well, you know,
yeah,
I was told by another guy, I was watching it on a deal, and they were talking about it on a YouTube video, burning pits out. And the guy said, also, don't burn it out before you're ready to cook on it again. So, like, the night before, like, I'm burning mine out tonight. Well, I'm lighting mine up about 8 o'clock again in the morning. And they said, because, you know, it gets so much off, then you start getting susceptible to rust and stuff. So if you burn it out and then let it sit for a month or 2 weeks, then you start getting the, you know, metal, different particles on your grate and stuff. So I just, you know, I burn it out tonight, and I just let it sit and smolder, you know. My gauges went from 500 degrees to about 400 in no time. Well, they're already back down to 150, so, I mean, it's already starting to go out. But now I'll light it back up in the morning and put some food on it.
Right. Well, I tell you what, it'll make my gauge go round and round, I'm telling you. Like that old song, round and round. I watch that gauge just spin around. I mean, it's 500, 600, 700. It's rolling. I'm telling you, we are rolling. But you just have to be careful of that. I mean, you can definitely, I don't want to melt my tires. I like to kick a tire, but I don't want to melt my tires. That's for sure. And I'd hate to melt those wheels. Yes, it would be a bad deal. I tell you what, Blog Talk has just kicked me completely out, off, gone, not even signed in or logged in at all. So you will have a wonderful time tomorrow evening with this board. I apologize to all my listeners. We don't talk about this for to be bad mouthing. It's just we have so much challenge trying to keep our board up and running while we're carrying on a conversation and hosting a show. And it's challenging sometimes, but we just like that we make it happen. We sure do. I think if we had a bigger, faster computer, I guess it would probably still do it. I don't know. Tell me, Lance, what do you think?
Yes, I think it'd still do it. I mean, I've had great internet connections. I've got a fast computer, and it still hangs up. So it's, you know, and it may be more than anything that they've got so many shows on now, not just us, but, I mean, they've got so many shows, period, on Blog Radio that it's probably overloading their servers from time to time.
Right.
And that's what messes it up more than anything. They get a lot of load on them, and you get all these people calling in and everything else. It's just, you know, like anything else. I mean, you jam them up.
Right. It's. I understand. I do, and I hope all our listeners understand, because we do our very best to get everybody in, to get them online, to talk. If they want to call in, if they think enough of us to call in, I'm guaranteeing I'm going to get them on. I'm going to do my very best to get them on. We've had a good show tonight. We've had fun. We're off alive. We're still recording. We're still we'd take a call if somebody wanted to call in. But it's been a wonderful show. I sure appreciate everybody calling in. And you know, like I say, it's like the old Three Musketeers. We're all for one, one for all, all for one. I'm gonna keep supporting as long as I'm all around. So this has just been a good show. If y'all want to give everybody a shout-out real quick, I'll be glad. I'll be more than glad to let you, John, if you want to give a shout-out, and then Lance, and then I'll finish her up and sign her out.
This is John Reeves. You can find me on Facebook. And find us on Facebook with our cook team at Smoking X. We have the Thursday night show, the X Nation. Got a pretty cool show booked out for tomorrow night. I'm not going to go real deep into the sponsors and stuff. We'll go over all that tomorrow night, so check us out. Be sure to call in. We're going to have a question-answer part. We're going to have about barbecue and college football. We're going to do a segment on college football tomorrow night, so I know a lot of y'all are big onto that, so let's talk about that too. So, you know, it's John, and it's always a pleasure, buddy.
All right. Appreciate you calling in, John. Have a good night.
All You too, buddy.
All right. Lance?
Well, this is Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. You can find me on Facebook under Lance Moore or under our barbecue team name, West Texas Pitmasters. Join in with us Sunday night. We're going to have some good guests on. We're having Mike Trump on with Oak Ridge Barbecue and Brian McLarty to talk a little bit about OBR. So, hey, we'll see y'all Sunday, and y'all have a good week.
All right, Lance, appreciate you calling in as always, too, brother. Have a good night and be safe going home, and have a good cook this weekend.
Yes, sir, you too.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
See you, man.
All right, good night. Well, as always, this is Chris Chadwick thanking everybody for calling in, everybody for listening in. I greatly appreciate all the kind words that's always said. You know, we're just trying to support barbecue, doing our very best to do that. We want to get you and your team out there, spread the word all over the nation. We do have calls and listeners from all over the world, especially all over the United States. We talk smoke, we talk barbecue, and we love to talk to you. So please call in anytime you feel like you'd like to talk. We want you to talk any of the shows, any night of the week. Me especially, this is a open mic show. We love to have you call in. The number to call is 347-202-0263. That is the call-in number. That is the same one it has been, and hopefully it will stay that way. We just love talking barbecue. Bottom line, that's it. We have a great time doing it. We appreciate all you listeners, all your callers. And thank you to all my sponsors, Barbecue Superstars, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Maverick Industries, Grill Great, Meat Rake, Green Mountain Grills, Junior Reyes, Rub for Grub, Danny Kugel's, Pitbull's Up in Smoke, Barbecue School. I'm telling you, we just got all these people supporting us, doing what they do. We love to spread the word and talk barbecue. Do want to give a shout out to Dan Udall, Kansas City Barbecue. Let's say Kansas City Barbecue Chops Power Injector. It is a wonderful injector. If you've not tried one, get in touch with Dan. He will fix you up. But it's Kansas City Power Injector Chops Power Injector. It's a great injector. Check it out. And if you can't find them, holler at me and I will get you in touch with him. I guarantee you will not be sorry. Try that out. Also, want to give a shout out to Aggles Sauces. They have got some dynamite premium sauces out there. Let me tell you, they have got several different sauces. And you just can't go wrong with that. Get in touch with me. I will spread the word. I promise you it is good product. I will promise to represent all the barbecue all over the country. That's what we do. Thank you to all my callers tonight. Danny Kugel, Pitbulls Up in Smoke, Junior Reyes, Run for Grub, Kobe Archie, The Smoke Company, John Reeves, Smoke and X, and Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. I appreciate all of you calling in tonight. And y'all have a great weekend. Let the smoke roll. May your name be called last at the shows this weekend. Just have a good time. Enjoy what barbecue is all about. That's what we do. And without further ado, we're going to sign this radio show off with a little Hog Wild.
Well, I was born at a party in a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild.
pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Farm too long. Me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Competitions, may your name be called last and many times. Y'all have a great weekend. This is Chris Chadwick saying good night and God bless.